Love is incredibly wonderful and it's beautiful. Seeking to be loved will make you compromise your moral obligations. My obligations to my children are to be their father, not to be loved. My obligations as the President of the United States, and I'm obviously not speaking about myself, but any president, is not to be loved by the American people. It is to do what is right. The obligation of America to the world is not to be loved by the world. It is to do what is right in the world. And the day that doing what is right makes you popular will be what we call, in Judaism and Christianity, the Messianic Age. Doing right and being loved are very, very rarely connected. Abraham Lincoln did what was right. He had a lot of enemies and got murdered for it. Indeed, that's the whole Christian message since he mentioned Christianity. Jesus was crucified. Obviously wasn't loved by those who crucified him. The message, and he is, for Christians, the purest of the pure. So the purest got hated the most. God's vision of Israel, his elect, will be hardly that they are the most loved for carrying God's message into the world. I don't want America loved. Something will have gone awry when America is loved all over the world. Sweden is loved because it has no impact on Earth. A country that was neutral with the Nazis and neutral with the communists, they're loved. But very few people will say that they were liberated by Sweden. A lot of people will say they were liberated by Americans. So I am not talking about love. I want to increase love in the world. I don't want to seek it.